yourself and call the devil partner. Wisdom burned upon a shelf will kill the raging cancer. Seal the river at its mouth, take the water prisoner. Fill the sky with screams and cries, bathe in fiery answers. And Jesus was an only son, and love is only concept. Strangers crying foreign tongues and dirty up the doorstep. And I for one and you for two, ain't got the time for outside. Keep your injured looks to you, we'll tell the world that we tried.
Good day, good day, and welcome, O denizens of Thunderbird Radio Land, as we wander once again through life's garden. Time now for the Eclectic Lunch, right here on CITR, broadcasting from the picturesque promontory known as Alksen, a land traditionally shared by the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people, and now home to the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. We started with S.G. Goodman doing a cover of Townes Van Zandt's Lung. S.G. is someone I heard on Mark Maron's podcast recently, and that seems to be how I'm discovering new artists these days. That and the playlist that the amazing CITR Music Department comes up with. Remember, if you want us to play your music here on CITR, you just send it to the musicdepartment@citr.ca. All the details on how to submit and what they want and all that stuff you can get at our website, citr.ca. Up next is a band that I got to see a lot when I was at Co-op Radio back in the 70s. They couldn't get booked in clubs because club owners were afraid of their name. Because it was, you know, it sounded like punk rock. So they went out and built a following by renting halls and putting on their own shows. By the time this first record came out, they were too popular for commercial radio and local clubs to ignore. Can you guess who it is? That's right, Doug and the Slugs.
Save the dialogue, babe, since you die long. teacher had to get caught. That's not like you to lose face. So sad that you're not as smart as you thought you were in the first place.
Nighttime, yes. I climb to the window and down to the street. I'm shining like a new dime. The downtown trends are full for all those Brooklyn girls. They try so hard to break out of their little worlds. Well, you wave your hand and the scatter like crows. They have nothing that will ever capture your heart. They're just thorns without the rose. Be careful of them in the dark. Oh, if I was one, you chose to be your only one. Oh yeah, can't you hear me now? Can't you hear me now? I see you. Watch a massive fall. Oh baby, they all have heart attacks. They stay at the carnival, but they'll never win you back. I'll see you tonight. Run on downtown dread. Every night is just the same.
Truck on down and dig me, Jack. There's Big Mo, Little Mo, Four-Eyed Mo, No Mo. Look at brother, look at brother, look at brother, eat Mo. Mo, 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 Mo,
when they start to beat it out. Everybody jump and shout. Tell me, who do the critics rave about? Five guys named Mo. They came out of nowhere, and that don't mean a thing. They rate high, and you'll know why when you hear them swing. Highbrow, lowbrow, all agree, they're the best in harmony. I'm telling you, folks, you really ought to see Five Guys Named Mo.
Y melodías. ¿Cuántas veces deja caer? shell that I skipped across the beach, found a maple leaf to wrap it in. The cut was pretty fucking deep. Walking back, I'm bleeding out like dripping ice cream in the heat. If I fainted here right now, would you find me in the trees? I believe the shit would go away. How did I forget the dumb cliche? Why is it so hard for me to say I love you? That's when I got close to heartless. That's when I got close to heartless. That's when I got close. But she harbors a desire to do good things where it's possible to navigate by feel.
You want to change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder, because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Creating boundaries or asking for space is seen as complaining or seen as weak. And when it's external, it's one thing.
Like, sexual confidence is not a look. It's not a place you get to. It's really about like being like, I am giving myself permission to feel cute today.
Are you interested in conversations about the way that gender is understood in our everyday lives? Join the Gender Empowerment Collective every 4 weeks, where we tackle a range of topics that impact gender, race, and social justice, like sexism in the workplace, understanding microaggressions, and racism in the food industry.
Every episode, you'll hear from an expert on that week's topic, along with a discussion that dives deep into each complex issue. Tune into Intersections, presented by the Gender Empowerment Collective every fourth Tuesday, and check out our episode archive on CITR.ca.
Hey, why are you so sad today?
My succulent died.
Can you even kill those things?
It's okay. There's a Dead Succulent Haunt episode every Thursday at 5 p.m. here on CITR to help your plants grow and to help you mourn those you've lost.
come on, let's go start some cuttings and listen to Dead Succulent Haunt with Everly on CITR 101.9.
Megamall's debut EP, Escape from Lizard City, goes live on Friday, July 1st. Buy the cassette and lyric book on Bandcamp or stream wherever you listen to music. For the last 2.5 years, you could avoid everyone except yourself. Welcome to Lizard City. Oh, I see Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or Grocery Checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
Come see punk rock band McLusky at the Rickshaw Theater on September 22nd. Check out www.rickshawtheater.com for more details.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
In Vancouver.
It's like having a clown in your head.
Oh, the Wells Fargo wagon is a coming down the street.
Oh, please let it be for me.
Oh, the Wells Fargo wagon is a coming down the street.
I wish I knew what it could be.
I got a box of maple sugar on my birthday.
In March I got a grape Mackinac.
And once I got some grapefruit from Tampa.
Montgomery Ward sent me a bathtub and a cross-cut saw.
Surprise
on COD. It could be curtains
or dishes
or a dab of boiler.
Or it could be.
Yes, it could be. Yes, you're right. It surely could be.
Something special.
Something very, very special now.
Just for me.
Oh, hold the Wells Fargo wagon is a coming down the street. Oh, don't let him pass my door. Oh, hold the Wells Fargo wagon is a coming down the street. I wish I for.
I got some salmon from Seattle last September.
And I expect a new rocking chair.
I hope I get my raisins from Fresno.
The DA Arnott sent a cannon for the courthouse square.
Oh, hold the Wells Fargo wagon, it's a coming now. I don't know how I can ever wait to see. It could be something for someone who is no relation, but it could be something special just for me.
Oh, oh, the Wells Fargo wagon, keep it coming. Oh, oh, the Wells Fargo wagon, keep it coming. Oh, oh, the Wells Fargo wagon, don't you dare to make a stop until you stop for me.
On Plymouth Rock, if today any shock they should try to stem, instead of landing on Plymouth Rock would land on them. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was a looked on as something shocking. But now God knows anything goes. Good offers too, who once knew better words, now only used for letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. If driving fast cars you like, if low bars you like, if old hymns you like, if bare limbs you like, if Mae West you like, or me undressed you like, why nobody will oppose. When every night the set that's smart is intruding and nudist parties in studio, anything goes. When Mrs. Ned McLean, God bless her, can get Russian red to yes, sir, then I suppose anything goes. When Rockefeller still can hoard enough money to let Mac Gordon produce his show, anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, and that gent today, you gave a cent today, once had several chateaus. When folks who still can ride in jitneys find out Vanderbilts and Whitneys lack baby clothes, anything goes. When Sam Goldwyn can with great conviction instruct Anna Sen in diction, then Anna shows anything goes. When you hear that Lady Mendel standing up, now does a handspring landing upon her toes, anything goes. Just think of those shocks you got, and those knocks you got, and those blues you got from those news you got, and those pains you got, if any brains you got from those little radios. So Mrs. R, with all her trimmings, can broadcast a bit from Simmons, cause Franklin knows anything goes.
The Aboriginal Front Door Society is a culturally safe, peer-designed, non-judgmental place for Aboriginal peoples, their friends and their family in the downtown east side. It's an accessible space where Aboriginal folks can experience, learn and participate in traditional Aboriginal culture, teachings and ceremonies as part of their healing journey through life. Right now, they're accepting donations of food and warm clothing, which are needed more than ever as residents of the downtown east side face the challenges of COVID-19 and winter weather. If you're able to help, you can drop your donation off at 384 Main Street on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. That is 384 Main Street. To learn more about the Aboriginal Front Door Society and other ways that you can support their work, please visit abfrontdoor.org.
Can you hear that? The SOS to the world from the people of Ukraine. And you've never wanted to help more. Yet you've never felt more helpless. Here's what you can do. Give to the Ukraine Humanitarian Crisis Appeal. The Red Cross is on the ground to make sure your donation supplies food, water, shelter, and other urgent support. Show everyone affected by the Ukraine conflict that you hear them, loud and clear. Go to redcross.ca.
Guess who's back? MRG Live presents the Jinx and Della Holiday Show. Live at the Vogue Theater on December 30th. Another holiday season brings another year of fabulous spectacle, whip-smart comedy, brand new songs, and annual favorites live and in person from your favorite RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. Join Jinx Monsoon and Ben de la Creme at the Vogue Theater on December 30th. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
Nothing goes together better than live music and a beer. Or two. Or five. Wait a minute. An estimated 886,000 Canadians age 15 and older abused or were dependent on alcohol in 2012. One in seven Canadians age 15 years and older experience verbal, emotional, and physical abuse as a result of another person's drinking. Make sure a fun night out doesn't ruin everyone else's, or your own. If you see yourself or someone you know slightly off-key, help everyone out and step in. After all, you want to be able to remember the show tomorrow morning.
And this one here. Okay, so tonight is opening night for Pacific Theatre's presentation of the Ruby Slippers production of Benevolence by Fanny Britt, translated by Leanna Brody. It's the story of Gilles Jean, a Montreal lawyer who leaves his comfortable existence in Montreal to return to Benevolence, the small town where he grew up. Grappling with a difficult case and surrounded by his outspoken union-building mother, his childhood best friend, and a host of familial ghosts, Gilles Jean finds himself at the center of a moral morass from which no amount of legalese can extract him. Legality and morality all in one. Now, this play was originally performed in French, and it won the Governor General's Award for Drama in 2013. This is the first time it's being presented in English, the translation by Leanna Brody. The play explores the morality of friendship, generational responsibility, and what it means to walk away from something you love. It was a translation that was specifically commissioned by Ruby Slippers Theatre, which is on a mission to encourage increased exposure to Quebecois work in Vancouver. It's directed by Ruby Slippers artistic director Diane Brown and features Charlie Gallant as Gilles Jean, Chris Lamb, friend of the show, as his childhood friend Bruno. It also features Paul Moniz de Sa, Stephanie Wong, and Beatrice Zellinger. It opens tonight, Friday, September 30th, and it runs until the 15th of October at Pacific Theater. And you can find out more by going to pacifictheater.org.
What is this?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants!
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this!
Across the great divide and jamming fills the air, spread away strong and wide. Fly away with me, fly, oh, fly with me, oh, fly, fly with me.
Something rare, but it's sad she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pawn. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
Lovely daughter,
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
On the Eclectic Lunch today, we heard from S.G. Goodman, Doug and the Slugs, Tom Waits, Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five, Alvaro Rojas featuring Susanna Baca, Apollo Ghosts, Oscar-winning director Ron Howard and the cast of the motion picture The Music Man, Cole Porter, Pig Bag, Keeley Fleming, The Circus in Flames, The Raven and the Fox, and Herman's Hermits. Our theme music is by Rye Cooter, and this little ditty is by the great Neil Hefti. Remember, you can donate to support the people of Ukraine at the Canadian Red Cross, doctorswithoutborders.ca, or comebackalive.in.ua and help save some lives. Sounds like we're going to have to start supporting military-aged Russian men who are desperately trying to escape their country before they get drafted into this ridiculous war. If there's something you'd like to hear in Eclectic Lunch, drop us a line at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. You can search out our podcast archive at citr.ca. And remember to like, share, and subscribe because Sharon deserves it. Keep your dial set on CITR. Eva is up next with What's the Story, followed by Beppe Crespin at 2, and as he's always been since 1987, our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30. And we'll be back with more delightful morsels on the Eclectic Lunch next week at this same time. We now return you to regular programming.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
The CM, the CIA, the